Should we do the children's one first?
Yes. Okay, well, in Suffolk, we're all very fortunate in having lots of small individual market towns, which have got a variety of independent shops along the high street. And I suppose Mary Portis has been in the news highlighting how these towns have a sense of community and the shopkeepers all know our names and anticipate our every need. Well, this is a children's book which celebrates the diversity of the high street. It's a fold-out picture book, and it's been written and illustrated by a lady called Alice Melvin. And it's just a simple tale of Sally, who's a little girl who has a list of 10 unusual objects that she wants to buy one day when she walks into town. So we see her visit each shop in turn, and the page opens out to reveal the interior. So you, displayed there in wonderful detail all the items that are offered for sale in each shop. So there's a music shop, a greengrocer's, a china shop, a pet shop. Unfortunately, there isn't a bookshop, which is rather...
Oh, I think you're going to have to put in a complaint to get back
that. I think I might, yes. yes, we'll have a sequel. One by one, though, Sally's able to tick off items on her list in this lovely rhyming story. And it's a book which I think you'd treasure. It'll appeal to children aged about 4 and above, but all members of family are likely to sit down and enjoy spotting a new detail in the illustrations as you read it each time. So it's a lovely, lovely book, and it's published...
It does occur to me that many children who look at this won't ever go in all these shops. They'll just go to a supermarket and sit in the back of a trolley.
Yes, well, that's what's so sad, is it's almost like a nostalgic thing, because who would have thought that there was a dedicated china shop or a dedicated pet shop sort of thing, because you go to these massive supermarkets, as you say, nowadays. But it is a beautiful book, so it's worth... picking up and looking through all the beautiful pictures and the story there.
Okay, now give us the author and the publisher, please.
The author is Alice Melvin, and the publisher is Tate Publishing.
Tate Publishing, and it's called The High Street.
That's right.
Okay, definitely one for the present list, I think.